selling with authenticity.
It's building that relationship.
Something about the value.
Because you want to make that impact.
It can make you happier.
Elevate others around
you. Welcome
us.
To the Selling from the Heart podcast, your home for authentic, effective, and socially integrated sales strategies to help you master the art of selling. Join your co-hosts Larry Levine and Daryl Amey, along with some of the world's best sales thought leaders and practitioners, as we explore ways to help you grow your sales.
Hello, and welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. Your co-host, Daryl Amey, here today for the first time on video with Larry Levine. What's going on, Larry?
There's so much going on. The start of a new year.
It's
a new
exciting.
Version of the Selling from the Heart podcast. So much going on.
That's right. Happy New Year, everybody. If you're listening in, you have made it into 2021. Congratulations. We are so excited about the year ahead. And yes, if you are watching us live here on Selling from the Heart television now, this is the first edition of the Selling from the Heart podcast. Don't worry, it's still coming to you in audio format where all fine podcasts are sold. But going forward now, you'll be able to find us, Larry, on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, all kinds of places. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So welcome to the Selling from the Heart podcast. And welcome to the wide world of television.
Hey, by the way, Daryl, I just wanted to compliment you. The nice makeup job for the first video session.
Thank you, Larry. We spared no expense and no, it's a lot of fun. And by the way, Happy New Year. And if you are new to the Selling from the Heart podcast, welcome. You've joined a growing community of sales professionals that are dedicated to being genuine, being authentic, adding real value. We call it Selling from the Heart. And Larry, we are now just about 2 weeks away from the 2021 Authentic Selling Challenge. I am so excited. I cannot wait for this to get started.
I remember it was just months ago we had this idea, and here we are. We're in the less than 2 week window. This is going to be the registration's been over the top, just blown my mind. The speakers, the servant-minded speakers we have is just incredible. This is going to be some event.
It's exciting. And it is, it's 2 weeks. It's 10 days of content. Well, there's actually a bonus day from 12 to 1 every day Eastern Standard Time. And don't worry, we know not everyone's going to be there every day, but it's going to be recorded. And the goal is to get this year off to a great start. So Larry, you and I were just brainstorming, going, how would we like to start the new year? And we said, what if we invited some of the most motivational people to coach us to get the year started? We're just inviting you along. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Check it out. You can go to, we'll put the link in the show notes here, sellingfromtheheart.net/challenge. And it is going to be a blast. And best of all, it's absolutely free thanks to our generous sponsors. And Larry, the challenge is something you don't want to miss. So definitely get yourself a free ticket. And we're going to kick this year off because we got to get it done in 2021. I mean, this is a year where we've got to start strong, finish strong. And I think the Authentic Selling Challenge is going to get us off on the right foot.
It's all about community. We speak about that often, Daryl. And It's nothing better than kicking it off the new year with the Selling from the Heart 2021 Authentic Selling Challenge. But more importantly, how you can integrate this into how you grow your business. And we promise all of you, this is going to be action-packed. So be prepared, grab notepads, iPads, whatever you take notes on, and be prepared to be educated and motivated.
It's going to be fantastic. And by the way, one of the reasons that we're able to bring this incredible value to you for no charge is because of generous sponsors. And I am so excited, Larry, to unveil and introduce our new sponsor, our good friends at BombBomb, partnered with the Selling from the Heart podcast. This is going to be so much fun. And to get the year started off right, we've invited our friend and podcast alumni, none other than Ethan Butte, to the podcast today for the great unveiling. Ethan, welcome to back to Selling from the Heart.
We don't have to introduce Ethan. He's already, alumni
of the family. That's right.
I should have looked up the episode number so I could refer to it right off the top, but I failed to do so. But it's awesome to be back with you guys. A privilege to be doing the first video episode, and I really am excited about the challenge you guys put together too.
Well, it's going to be fun, and we're glad you're a part of it. And look at this. Boom, boom. Bomb, bomb, I should say. Selling from the Heart. Boom. Brought to you by Bomb, Bomb.
I like all the color schemes. It's working out great, the gray and the red.
Well, thanks, Larry. I mean, it's fantastic. But this is going to be so much fun. And you know, one of the things when we got introduced to you last year, Ethan, and we learned about the work that you're doing and the book that you wrote about rehumanizing business and the sales process, there was such deep alignment in terms of the things that are so core to what we believe at Selling from the Heart and what you believe and what's going on at BombBomb, that it's just this alignment here is fantastic. And we're so excited. I've become a BombBomb junkie in the last 90 days.
I may need to
get some therapy, but I absolutely love what's going on at BombBomb, and we're so excited to be working together to bring authenticity back to the sales profession.
Yeah, totally agree with what you offered there. The values alignment was really, really key. And it struck me the first time I did the pre-call with you, Larry, just the idea that you're screening the people who are coming onto the podcast to assure at least some level of values alignment, that there is some servant mindedness to it, that there is going to be something useful there. Like I guest on a lot of podcasts and I do pre-calls from time to time, but it's typically like, okay, what are we going to talk about? But are you someone who I can welcome into this community? Are you someone that can bring something useful to people? Are you someone that's going to reflect well on me, on Daryl, on the Selling from the Heart brand? Or are you going to be, you know, someone that's going to potentially denigrate that brand? And so just the caution and care that you bring in making sure that this is a place that reflects your values and the shared values of the community is something I appreciated right away.
No, you're welcome. And it's really, really important to both Daryl and I that not only do we protect, you know, what we built at Selling from the Heart, but we're full of integrity, we're full of heart, we're full of sincerity, we're full of values. And we just want to make sure that the guests that we bring to our listeners aligns with our values, and that at the end of that podcast, they go, wow, I learned something from that podcast.
Yeah. And there's so much alignment, and this has been, you know, you're right. I mean, there are a lot of people that we don't talk about this, but there are a lot of people that ask to be on the Selling from the Heart podcast, and not all of them get through. You know, we want to make sure that the community, the movement that's happening here around authenticity inside a profession that quite frankly is not known for being authentic. There's a lot of other words that get tagged onto the sales profession, but we want to make sure that the people that we're bringing on are the people that we want to associate with, the people that we'd want to hang out with. And everyone that we've met, by the way, everyone that we've met at BombBomb, we've met Steven, we've met people on your marketing team now and all of this. I'm telling you, when you get to know the folks at BombBomb, they are the real deal. I mean, genuine through and through. And it really has been a pleasure getting to know the people, some of the people on the team, Ethan. It's got to be so much fun.
It really is. And I appreciate you saying that very much. I mean, the same thing that brought us together in partnership now in a more formal way is the same thing that brings us together as a set of team members. And, you know, like most people who are selling authentically and selling with heart and sincerity and enthusiasm and some degree of pride, they can be proud of the work that they do and the way that they do it. We have a lot of that going on here in the various teams and roles at the company. And it's an easy place to work. I've been at BombBomb twice as long as I've been at my previous longest position, three times longer than my average. I've been here over 9 years full time, which is just absolutely insane. Like, I didn't know what to expect, but it constantly evolves. I think what we're doing, is, as you've experienced and we're kind of talking about there, Daryl, the becoming a junkie, like this is a legitimate transformation to the way that people are connecting, communicating, selling, and serving. And so there's something fun in helping people do something they were doing before in a much, much better way. And in service of what brought us together, of course, it allows you to be your best self, allows you to reach out again with sincerity, enthusiasm, and gratitude. And some of these subtle elements that are lost when we reach out in formats besides audio and video.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I remember when we first met, Ethan, and then you came on the podcast and I read the book, and then we started, I sent one video and all of a sudden it turned into multiple videos a day. It's, you know, relationships mean a lot, and I know they mean a lot to Daryl and they mean a lot to you, but the way you connect now could be through video. And I'm a big believer, it's hard to build relationships without a true connection. And what you bring to the marketplace, if people open up their minds to, you know what, and you spoke about it, I've seen you on podcast after podcast, and I'm a fanboy, but I follow Ethan and on the podcast that he goes on, is you talk about the fear and setting the fear aside, that the best way that you can connect and relate to your clients and your buyers and out in the marketplace right now is through the power of video to humanize yourself, to build those relationships.
Yeah, I think as technology gets more powerful and less expensive, there's a tendency to want to really lean into it and automate as much as we can. But what we lose in that process is everything that brings us together into this community, which is who we are, how we feel, how we make other people feel, and just the expression in our faces, the tone of our voices, our nonverbal communication, all of that is lost when we go to the exclusively to the speed and efficiency of typed out messages. And so this idea of mixing in some video messages, like Larry, when you say you're sending, you know, five a day, that's not crazy. How many emails do we send a day, right? And you know, we send dozens of emails a day, or at least a dozen, depending on what's going on that day or that week. And we don't think twice about any of that. And so I'm excited for more people to be like you, where you're sending two a day. Instead of sending 12 typed out emails, you're sending two videos and 10 typed out emails, or five videos and 15 typed out emails, and finding those spots where the relationship matters, or there's like a really positive or negative emotional charge that you want to really lean into and make sure no one misunderstands it, and that you don't have to hit like a frowny face or a smiley face to try to help someone along. Right. And so that's all it is. I mean, we talk about transformation, but it really is as simple as being a little bit more thoughtful and being a little bit more available in terms of, is this better if I type it out and send it? Is that going to be more helpful to the other person or the other people? Or is it going to be more helpful if I show up as my whole self and just mix in a video into this message?
Yeah. Hey, Daryl, you know what I was just thinking?
No, I don't.
Just because this is our first video podcast?
Yes.
Guess what you forgot to ask Ethan?
Oh, that's great. Ethan, what does it mean to you? From the heart. The video's throwing us for a loop. We're just having so much fun.
I just thought of that just now. We never even asked Ethan that.
And I'll bet some of your most loyal listeners were wondering, did they lose that question in this transition to video?
It only took 13 minutes into the podcast for me to go, Daryl never asked Ethan what's it mean to sell from the heart.
Yeah, I don't remember what I said last time, so I'll go with what's at the top of my mind right now, which is caring. Caring about the other person, caring not just about what's in it for you, but more importantly, caring about what's in it for them. And in this scenario, you're putting the outcome where it belongs, which is at the end. I think so often, you know, Daryl, off the top, when you said, you know, sales doesn't always have the best reputation, or historically it hasn't. It's because the goal, like there's so much focus on the outcome, close this deal and close five more like it, as opposed to, can I help her? Would this help him? Would this help them? Would this be a value to them? And so just caring about the other people, the outcomes will take care of themselves. And when you're like, two things are going to happen. You're going to lean into things like video, whether it's with BombBomb or some other tools or YouTube or what you're doing with your podcast, et cetera. You're going to lean into video and have people understand that you're the real deal. Like when you say that about someone else, it's because you have some sense of connection with them. And no one reads six emails from you, never talks with you on the phone, and never gets on a Zoom call with you and happens to say, that person is the real deal. They say it after they've had some experience with you. And frankly, we're going to stay in these virtual environments for a long time, even when it is safer and easier and more culturally appropriate to travel. We're still going to do a lot more of this than we were a year ago. And so we can either lean into this and lean into who we are and make ourselves available, or we can let the bots take over. We can let, you know, dumb automations and eventually more artificially intelligent messaging and communication systems take over how we reach out to people. And in that way, I think there is something lost, not just for you as the seller, where you're not building reputation, you're not building know, like, and trust, you're not making yourself referable, you're not letting people know how you really feel and making them feel any particular way about you because you're just letting the machines run it all. You're also automating your way out of a job at some level. I mean, sales is all about that connection. And, you know, we like to think that we make rational decisions and we can say, man, you know, I'll say for that price point, these six, you know, benefits really add up for us. And that makes a lot. We made that decision a long time ago and we made it emotionally. And part of it is made in the trust and confidence I feel toward you as the representative of this opportunity. And so I think the more we can make ourselves available in live video calls, in recorded video messages, in videos on social, of course, on phone calls and other synchronous opportunities in person as much as possible, you know, we're obviously better off in the long run.
I think so. And I, you know, if you think about the reality right now, the biggest competition for every sales rep is not the competition. It's always the status quo, right? It's always the status quo. And why do people stick with the status quo, even if your recommendation is better than the status quo? I'll say the main reason they don't do it is they don't trust you. They're not confident that what you have put in that proposal is actually going to come true. What builds trust? Relationship builds trust. And I think as we move into this year, 2021, and move into whatever kind of new hybrid normal of sales that the future unfolds, the reality is trust is still going to remain the most precious commodity. And you're right about the six emails thing. I never get six emails from someone and go, oh, wow, that was so
best
amazing.
Person ever.
That was
I
the best email I ever
got. I mean, I go, yeah, well, okay, right? Anyone can say, but when you put, you know, when you put a face and inflection and voice and all of that to it, it sets the stage early and throughout the whole process of saying, you know what, I'm a human being, I'm here for you. They can hear your inflection. And I think that what's going on right now with BombBomb and the technology and making that so easy to do is incredibly powerful in a world where in 2021, if we're not careful with all the virtual selling and then all the enablement of technology behind it and the e-commerce, you know, we've got to bring the human element to sales, or, you know, the alternative is not great for us or for our buyers.
No, I remember, Ethan, when you came on the podcast the first time, you said two words that were just absolutely spot on, and it was faceless communication. You write about it early on in the book that you co-authored with Stephen Passanelli. Can you just expand on that again? When, you know, what was the whole thought process behind faceless communication? And how you bring that to the surface to kind of come to life.
Yeah. And I really adopted that language after I read a piece in the New York Times. It was an opinion piece by kind of like a really intellectual, thoughtful writer. And it was called The Epidemic of Facelessness. And he took a really kind of nasty approach to it. I mean, an honest one. But it was this idea that there are things that we do when we think we're not being seen. or when we're not facing another person that we would never do in the presence of other people. There are things we say online in comments threads, in emails, in text messages that we would never say if we were looking that person in the eye. And when you think about the trend that we're on, and so he talks about, you know, cyberbullying and all kinds of just like really nasty stuff, you know, and I think the rates of loneliness, depression, suicide that are all positively correlated with increased screen time are all in that zone. We took it to a more positive turn and said, okay, as business professionals, in this case, as sales professionals, we are entrusting now some of our most important and valuable messages to a form of communication that does not serve us or serve other people as well as face-to-face communication does. The messenger over the past 20, 30 years as email has become the absolute norm. And then we've tried to improve it with tools like Slack, and there are some improvements there, but there's more Slack messages than email messages now. And it's like, it's all just more, because it's easier and easier to produce. It's faster to produce, et cetera. So when you think about where we've gone over the past 20, 30 years, is this has become the normal way of reaching out to people. We're not serving ourselves or other people well. And so we, at times, will hold up faceless communication either as a true enemy of our best interests and the interests of our fellow stakeholders, or we'll hold it up as a missed opportunity, this missed opportunity to put a face with the name on the that you left on the voicemail, to explain something more clearly than you could by typing it all out. And frankly, I talk to a lot of our customers and people in our community that are not good spellers. They're not great at punctuation or grammar. Some of them are dyslexic and say, this saved my life. I can't tell you how much time and emotional energy you've saved me by just being able to let me explain things to people. And it's a service to the other person as well. And so, you know, whether it's the emotional charge of it, the clarity that you want to add, or simply, you know, letting someone know that you mean what you say and that in a way that they can feel, that's what we mean by using video in place of faceless communication. When you start to become aware, as you obviously were highly attuned to, Larry, you know, when you become aware of this idea of faceless communication, you start seeing it everywhere, and you'll see it. Just go to Facebook and look at the comments threads on your sister's or your cousin's or your friend's or your uncle's post, and you'll see misunderstandings and assumptions on the part of people over and over and over again. If someone just dropped a little video in there, we would know exactly what they meant.
Yeah, that's good. You brought up Stephen, and by the way, Stephen has weighed in with a video today, and there is actually a special, really cool offer for the Selling from the Heart tribe at the end of this video. So why don't we roll this, and then let's continue. This is such a great conversation. So, ladies and gentlemen, the co-author of Rehumanize Business, none other than Steve Passanelli.
Selling from the heart means putting you back into the sales process, your passion, your energy, the emotion you bring, the belief you have in your product or service. Sales is a transfer of emotion. But can that happen if you're hiding behind a keyboard? Will another text-based message in their inbox get you to where you want to go? There's a better way, and it starts with you. You in front of more people more often through a video messaging platform like BombBomb. We want to guide you along the Selling from the Heart process. Sign up for a free trial of BombBomb at bombbomb.com or sign up for a demonstration and sell from the heart by being face-to-face with more people more often.
That was so good. Hey, and this is great news, by the way. This is a fantastic offer right now because you can actually try BombBomb for free for 2 weeks, 14 days. So I'm just going to throw the gauntlet down. I want to challenge everybody that's listening in because there's no reason not to do this. Go to bombbomb.com/heart. And I want to double dog dare you
to set a new resolution. You just aged yourself.
That's right. Okay. Oh, you know, I just got done.
I'm right there with you. Story.
I want to double dog dare you to send out 5 videos a day for the next 2 weeks and see what happens. And look, you know, that make it your New Year's resolution. I know you're only going to keep it for a couple weeks, but that's long enough for you to test this out because this is, you're going to, I'm amazed, Ethan, when I send videos to people. I use this all the time, not only in business, but also with my nonprofit work and with friends, to just, you know, drop a message by video, just something encouraging even. And it, I'm amazed at the reactions. You know, you'd think, well, we've had video for a while, but people see it and they go, wow, thank you. And here's a dirty little secret. Well, a dirty little secret is it's actually faster to throw my cell phone up in front of myself and shoot a video than it is to type a message with my fat thumbs. And as someone who's not great at spelling, this is just wonderful. I love it. So you got a double dog dairy if you're listening in right now. bombbomb.com/heart, 14 days, 5 videos a day. It'll take you just a few minutes to do each one, and the return is going to be amazing. So check that out. And Ethan, a huge thank you to the BombBomb team for putting that out there for people to try, because I think they're absolutely going to love it.
Yeah, awesome. Can I rip through a couple quick tips on how to use that to take you up in your to take you up in your 5 videos a day? So
that would be fantastic.
The first thing is to figure out, where do I want to do this? You mentioned holding up your phone. So we have mobile apps for iPhone and Android, and that might be the right place for you. We also have a web app that you log into. You might use the little quick sender there and just copy and paste or type in people's email addresses and just send those one off. We have a Google Chrome extension where you can record videos and take the link and drop them into Facebook messages or LinkedIn messages. It activates a tool set inside Gmail. So there are a variety of places to record and send. So the first step is figuring out, where do I want to do this? Because once you're comfortable with where you want to be, then you can replicate it. And so, Daryl, you mentioned the idea of just providing some encouragement. So what I think you should do is scroll through your social media feeds, and instead of just kind of engaging or browsing or just spying on people, write down a couple things that you see, something to reach out to someone with a thank you, a good job, a congratulations, or go through your client list and reach out with an, I've been thinking about you. I hope the year's off to a great start. Just write these down. And I think you'll immediately start finding ways, whether you want to make a little gratitude list, write down the names of people. I write them down on a notebook and then I cross them out as I send them. As soon as I build up a list of 5, 6, 7, 8 people, I'll just time block 10 minutes and knock all those out. And so make it really easy, make it approachable. As you said, Daryl, it doesn't all have to be prospects or customers or clients. It could be fellow team members. It could be family members. It could be friends. It could be part of nonprofit work you're doing or other groups or communities that you're involved in. There are so many ways to do it, but I think the key is to come up with a few basic ways to generate a list of people and just bang, 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 knock them out. And as you said, you're going to start getting replies that say, this is amazing. Thank you so much. It was great to see you. Thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for taking the time. All these really nice replies that you never get when you reach out with faceless communication.
So, and here's something else that, you know, a lot of times salespeople struggle with creating that differentiation. I promise you this. This is one way that you will immediately stand out, because I remember going back the very first time I sent a BombBomb video out, the reply that came back just blew my mind, because this person hadn't seen something like this before. But here's the thing is, we're all used to, whether you have an iPhone or whether you have a Droid, there's, you know, on iPhones, there's FaceTime, Droid. I don't know what the app is for that, but people are used to putting a phone in front of their face and having communication. This is just another form of communication, but I will promise everybody who uses this, you will immediately stand out in a crowded, crowded sales space.
And don't worry about what you look like and sound like. You are your own harshest critic. You're going to be really nasty to yourself about it. You're going to feel uncomfortable and you're going to hate it. And you're going to think and say mean things about yourself. Do not listen to yourself. Just record them and send them out. And you're going to start getting these replies that let you know that it's good enough. We're all working from our houses for the most part. And so, like, the barrier to good enough is lower than ever before. And don't get in your own way of making an impact on other people's lives.
Oh, so good. Ethan, I'm just so grateful for all of this. And I know over the weeks and months to come, we'll be learning more and more tips and tricks as you share them with us, and our community comes up with ideas here on how to rehumanize business in this new year. And I'm so thrilled for not only the technology that you're bringing to the table here for us, but also just the attitude behind it. And it's fantastic. And Ethan, we're just glad to have you as in the BombBomb team as part of the Selling from the Heart family.
We appreciate you guys very much. It was an easy yes to take our relationship to the next level. I'm excited for what's to come, and I'm available if anyone has questions along the way.
So fantastic. Good. Thank you so much.
Oh, so good, Ethan, and happy new year. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah, happy new year, guys.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Larry, here we are. Oh. We have done the first video podcast, and it was so appropriate to talk about video on the first video podcast of the year. And I'm so excited about this year. I'm excited about BombBomb and rehumanizing the sales process, kicking that up to the next level. I'm excited about the Authentic Selling Challenge. That is going to be incredible. And I think we're going to get a lot of ideas. I already know that we're going to get a ton of ideas from this roster of people that have stepped up to be a part of this. You want to be a part of it. You can go to 2021authenticselling.com. That gets you straight to the website where with one click, you can register for free. Thanks to our friends at BombBomb and the Selling from the Heart Insiders Group. So this is great. Larry, I want to say, you know, as we're kicking off this new year, I know that we've come out of a year that was really challenging, but I also know that the Selling from the Heart community rallied in 2020. And I know that we're heading strong into 2021. And I just want to say I'm excited about the year ahead. I'm excited about the people that we get to do this with. And I'm looking forward to some great things.
Same here. There's not a day that goes by, Daryl, I don't pinch myself. And I go, look how the Selling from the Heart community has grown. I remember back early last year, you and I spoke about doubling down on Selling from the Heart and really getting the message out there. The timing, everything's just come together. The Authentic Selling Challenge, all of this is just, this is our commitment back to the community that means so much to us. Sales is such a great profession. What makes it even greater is when you bring your heart to the forefront.
That's so good. Well, we will see everybody shortly on January 11th for the 2021 Authentic Selling Challenge. Until then, keep being genuine, keep being authentic, keep adding real value, put a face, rehumanize business, and most of all, sell from the heart.